The Barber Lounge has established itself as one of Guelph's top-ranked men's grooming destinations, with a second location set to open in Fergus this summer. I've been visiting Fergus more and more. My mom moved there 2 years ago. I just fell in love with it. I enjoy that smaller town feel. It's really cozy, said Barber Lounge owner and master barber, Griffin Rice. And Fergus is growing fast, so I thought this would be a good move in years to come. It's been 6 years since Rice opened his first location in Guelph, a business venture that he began when he was only 20 years of age. I was only a year out of St. James High School. A friend reached out to me saying he was going out of business, and he thought I might be interested, Rice said. I was already working as a barber in high school. I thought, well, I'm still quite young. My plan was to have a shop down the road one day, but maybe not so soon. Rice decided that he going to make it happen. And I did. My family has been so supportive from the very beginning. My mom and dad helped with the business side of things, so that was really helpful, Rice said. I learned a lot. I then pieced together what kind of shop I wanted, what kind of boss I wanted to be, and what kind of coworker I wanted to be. Since then, clientele at the Barber Lounge has grown. It now has 6 chairs and 6 barbers, including Raya's younger brother, Hunter. Barber Lounge services include haircuts, beard trims, kids' cuts, braids, hot towels, hair washes, face masks and perms. Since the very beginning, we are about being inclusive, whether you are 2 years old, or 72. We have a significant number of clients from high school and university. We are also great with kids, Rice said. We take great pride in our work. I think everyone feels included when they are in the shop. It's kind of an old school feeling where everyone is engaged and talking away. Rice says that to relieve any anxiety for children, Barber Lounge tries to make the experience as comfortable as possible. We have cartoons on for kids, usually Paw Patrol, which is a favorite, Rice said. A pool table at the shop is an added bonus for customers. I feel there's a creative side to doing this work, and that's what I really enjoy. I'm never doing the same thing. And I just love all of the relationships that I have, Rice said. I get to meet so many people, hear their stories, and the wisdom of the older folks. I get to meet with many different people, from different situations in life. Rice grew up with 5 siblings. His haircutting career began after a very hair-raising incident. I had long Justin Bieber hair at the time, but I was done with it in grade 8, Rice said. I wanted to get rid of my long hair and asked my brother to give me a buzz cut. I wanted him to clean up the back of my neck. He forgot to take the guard off. He shaved the back of my head in 1 straight line. He said, "Oh no." Rice said he knew he had to fix what his brother started. So, I started watching videos and I began tapering to make it look better. After that, I wanted to get my hair cut more frequently, but my parents said they will not pay for a weekly haircut. I thought, well, that's fair with 6 kids, Rice said. I thought I would just start doing it myself, and that's what I did. I started cutting hair downtown and completed an apprenticeship after high school. Today, the 26-year-old says he is excited to open his second location in Fergus. The move to Fergus will happen this summer, hopefully in July or August on St. Andrew Street. There's already been a barbershop there for over 30 years. The previous owner actually knew members of my family from many years ago, Rice said. I've also promised my little brother that one day he will have his own shop. But that's another goal down the road. Rice says he looks forward to meeting the Fergus community. We want everyone to feel that they matter to us, Rice said. We remember people, and we are so excited to welcome new people. For more information about the Barber Lounge, visit here.